This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
A faithful remake that shakes off a lot of dust. This is your IGN review of Super Mario RPG by Tom Marks. Odds are good you've seen Mario stomp a Goomba or kick a Koopa shell before, but you might not have seen him punch a giant lady with a parrot for hair right in the shins while she sips a cocktail and rides a floating banana. Super Mario RPG is easily one of the quirkiest adventures the mustachioed plumber has ever been on, rightly becoming a standout when Final Fantasy developer Square first released it nearly 3 decades ago. Its 2023 remake is an incredibly faithful recreation of that already awesome RPG, with a fresh coat of paint and some small but smart combat updates. Those changes can't completely shake off 27 years of dust, but they do provide a fantastic way for fans like me to revisit this classic, while also letting new folk better enjoy just how wild it is firsthand. Bucking the usual setup, this entertaining story kicks off with Mario rushing to Bowser's keep and immediately rescuing a kidnapped Princess Peach. But before they can return home happily ever after, a giant sword with a face crashes through the castle roof and sends all three of them flying. From there, Mario has to fight lots of living weapons up to no good and collect 7 star pieces in order to save the Mushroom Kingdom. It's not a long tale, taking me just about 12 hours to finish, though I've done so on SNES before, but the writing is so consistently funny and often off the wall that this essentially unchanged script still had me frequently laughing out loud. Super Mario RPG's turn-based combat is extremely straightforward, pitting your party of 5 against all sorts of weird and creative enemies, from your standard Mario monsters like Goombas to the skeletal corpse of a mastodon that has literally zero explanation. It fuses timing-based button prompts into your otherwise recognizable mix of basic attacks and resource-limited spells, satisfyingly giving you an extra boost for a well-timed A press on offense and reducing damage or even negating it entirely on defense. This system still rocks, and it's easy to see why it influenced so many games that came after it, be that Mario's own RPG outings in the Mario & Luigi and Paper Mario games, or more recent successors like the South Park RPGs, or this year's Sea of Stars. That said, it's worth mentioning that while it's always very fun, combat is also borderline comically fast a lot of the time, sending you into super easy fights just as quickly as you're likely to finish them, with the really interesting encounters reserved for a fairly wide array of inventive bosses that include a strange sort of a dog monster that creates clones of your party members, as well as a living bow who cleverly disables buttons on your controller to prevent specific types of moves, shaking battles up nicely even if they still don't usually pose much of a threat. Combat is also definitely the place this remake has been altered most substantially, largely for the better. Button timing's now give an even bigger bonus for a super precise press, even adding a splash of damage effect to your basic attacks that made me more thoughtful about how I distributed damage in standard encounters than I ever was in the original. Chaining together well-timed presses also fills up a gauge to use on powerful new triple moves, each of which comes with an awesome 3D cutscene. These updates don't necessarily make the combat feel as modern or as deep as many of the games inspired by the original, but they do help breathe plenty of fresh life into a system that certainly benefits from it. One part of that system that is still a ton of fun is its varied selection of weapons. Rather than only being a statistical increase, the weapons each of your party members use are tailored specifically to them and their animations, and as a result, attack timings change whenever you find a new one. Mario could be kicking a Koopa shell or smashing baddies with a hammer, while totally lovable tadpole Mallow can go from swinging a stick to crashing together cymbals. Bowser, who rounds out your party alongside the mysterious Geno and Princess Peach herself, has probably the best weapon option, a glove that lets him pick up and hurl Mario as a projectile like Colossus tossing Wolverine. One area that has been masterfully modernized is the soundtrack. Super Mario RPG's music has been burned into my brain since childhood, and while those rose-tinted glasses that come with that adoration initially had me thinking the updated versions were just okay, all it took was swapping between new and old, which you can conveniently do at will in the menu, for me to appreciate just how great these new tracks are. They are perfectly reverent, while adding impressive layers of instrumentation and nuance to every song, capturing their spirits in all the little accents that make them so catchy, while bringing something new to the table in the exact way I wish the graphics had. And speaking of new, this isn't just the adventure oldies like me might remember. The base campaign has remained relatively untouched in terms of content, but an entirely new postgame lets you explore for secrets you may have missed after the credits roll, while also including some impressive extra challenges to push your limits. Avoiding any specific spoilers, that includes extremely clever twists on some fights that require a deeper use of the combat system and its various mechanics in a way I appreciated. I sort of wish these encounters hadn't been saved exclusively for an endgame grind, but I like that the added difficulty is there for those left hungry by the main story. Super Mario RPG is considered a classic for a reason, and this wonderfully faithful remake makes it easy for anyone who missed it in the SNES era to see why. It's unabashedly odd, reveling in the unexpected with writing that constantly had me bursting out laughing at jokes I'd heard a dozen times before. Its turn-based combat is fairly simple outside of its very clever boss fights, but it's also ultra-satisfying to keep your timing string going even when you're plowing through pushovers. And while the updated graphics are equal parts pretty and sort of unambitious when it comes to interpreting the original style, with some unfortunate menu lag, the new takes on its excellent music are truly exceptional. Super Mario RPG already held up pretty well if you didn't mind a bit of dust on its different systems, but now there's no excuse not to see why Mario's most unexpected adventure is still so beloved. Super Mario RPG's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Super Mario reviews and updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.